We move next to another technological innovation. The Swatch doesn't save lives, but it does brighten them. The Swatch is both a colorful, whimsical piece of art and an inexpensive timekeeper. The man behind the Swatch was Nicholas Hayek, the chairman and former chief executive of the firm. Yesterday, Mr. Hayek passed away in Switzerland. He died of heart failure at age 82. Donna Loveday is the head curator of London's Design Museum. She says Hayek made watches fun.
I think the Swatch has established itself as a very popular and enduring timepiece. And I think largely because, you know, of all the things that you mentioned, it's very bold styling, the range of bright colours, the interchangeable faces and wristbands, and also, most importantly, its affordability, which I think made it very accessible to a broad range of consumers. And, you know, they've really stood the test of time. Swatch is still going, is still producing watches. And I think that's testament to its legacy as a strong fashion statement and a timeless classic.
And one of the things that always struck me about Swatch is that they seem unique. You'd see one and you'd never see that same design again often.
I think that's what's very clever about the brand, is they've always tried, I think, to keep it very contemporary. They've taken also very bold steps, you know, in over the years commissioning a number of artists and designers to design the faces. Keith Haring, for one. You know, I think those are very bold steps.
Now, did the Swatch watch end up influencing the design of other kinds of products?
I think it probably did. I think the fact that it was using a very lightweight, you know, plastic, you know, it sort of led to, I think, the idea of watches as being something that was sort of maybe disposable, something that could be, you know, changed very easily, that was very flexible. So I think that was what was very clever about the Swatch.
Well, one Swiss newspaper today said of Nicholas Hayek, quote, "True entrepreneurs are artists who have kept the creativity and curiosity of a six-year-old." And I wonder if that describes Mr. Hayek or the product that he's responsible for.
I think that's quite an accurate statement. I think, you know, the thing about Swatch, I mean, I used to own three examples in the sort of late 80s. But I think it's sort of, there's always been a sort of fun element to the watch. You know a Swatch when you see it. It's very distinctive.
Do you remember the three that you owned, what they looked like?
Gosh, I remember a black and white one, and I remember a sort of one with a sort of fluorescent pink wristband. But unfortunately, I don't have them anymore. As I said, you know, it's that disposable element. But they were great, you know, and I enjoyed wearing them, and you could have a different watch for every day of the week.
Donna Loveday is the head curator of London's Design Museum. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. My pleasure.